In Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chav Gimel, Igeres HaKedesh 23, the Alter Rebbe begins the letter with emphasizing the importance of learning and studying Torah with a minyan publicly, and that has a greater advantage, a greater virtue than studying alone or with less than a minyan. And although the Mishnah says that there is a posuk from which we can derive that even a person sitting alone and studying is given a special reward, but that's only a reward. It's not the same as the Shechinah's dwelling or the revelation of the Shechinah that is generated when 10 Jews are studying together. What is the difference between generating the presence of the Shechinah and the reward that comes for learning Torah? So he says in today's Shir for the 18th of Tishrei, the Hahefesh Bein Hashro'o L'Kviyus Char, the difference between the Shechinah being present and a reward being set aside for the study of Torah is Muvan L'Mevinei Mada. It is understood. The difference is understood to those who understand these kinds of matters. Ki kviyas char hu shemeyir Hashem lenefesh tidrishenu be'er teirosei. What is the reward for the study of Torah? The reward for the study of Torah is that God reveals himself to the nefesh that seeks him, that seeks God in the Torah. Shehu ma'ata levushei. It is a garment. Taida is a levush through which God reveals himself to the nefesh of the person who seeks him through the study of Taida. As we learned earlier in Perek Lamed Zayin in Tanya, that the study of Taida is referred to as Taida b'Taida. He calls in Taida. And the reason that it's referred to as calling is because when a Jew studies Torah, he can study it in such a way that the Torah becomes his call. He is calling like a child calling to his father, inviting his father to come and be with him, to join him. And that's why Torah is called light. Shenemar, as it says, Eite Eir Kesalma, that God wraps himself in light like a garment. And the light refers to Torah. The hanefesh hibaylas gvul v'tachlis b'chol kecheseho, and the soul to whom God reveals himself through this garment of Torah, which is already a restriction, the nefesh itself is also restricted in all of its keches. All the faculties of the neshama are finite. Lochein gam eir Hashem hameir bo hu gvuli mitzumtzum. Therefore, the godliness that is revealed in the neshama also has to be limited and finite. Umislabish b'teicho, and it is clothed within the neshama. So it has to be restricted to the size of the neshama. Thou can you spoil lev mevakshi Hashem, and that's why those who seek God react in their heart. They get excited. Bishas hatfilo ki yetzibo, during the davening or during the learning. Ki boy yismach libom, because this revelation, this finite revelation that is clothed within the neshama, this is their joy, v'yogilas v'ranon, their heart rejoices and is thrilled with this revelation, that this anig nafsham b'neyam Hashem, and their nefesh takes great pleasure in the pleasantness of God, or another version, al Hashem, v'eze, and his light. What causes this pleasure to the neshama? When the godliness that is clothed within Torah is revealed to the neshama, when they sense the godliness in Torah, presence of God in Teira. When it comes out like an arrow and enters the heart, that causes the reaction, the hispilus, the joy, and the pleasure that the person feels in the study of Teira. Zuhi kviyascha ha-Teira, and this is the established reward for the study of Teira. It's an established reward because it's hakvua tamid b'nefesh om lo bo. This revelation is permanent in the nefesh that studies Teira diligently. It's a constant reward, not something that comes later in the world to come, but here on earth, when the person is studying Teira, this is an inner experience that remains with him forever. It is a constant, permanent fixture or feature within the heart of those who study Teira. And that's possible because the revelation is a finite one. It's one that the heart can contain. It's one that the heart can grasp. And once grasped, it becomes a permanent part of the heart. That's the reward for studying Teira, a finite revelation of godliness in the garment of Teira. When we say that the Shekhinah dwells, the Shekhinah is revealed, that's an infinite, unrestricted revelation, as the Rebbe will say in tomorrow's Shia. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 18th of Tishrei, Yud Ches Tishrei, which is also the second day of Chalamei Tzukis, the Rebbe writes, Emin Eimani Chayma, V'gam Adein HaMishiyah, Aval Eim Makifim El Pam Echad, but we only go around the Bima only once. Emin Tevas Heishayna, Hein B'zesh V'hein B'seif. We say the word Heishayna both before the phrase and after the phrase, Ba'esam Ha'esiyes She'emram Hashliach Tzibur B'keuzam. Those phrases, those words that the Chazan says out loud are preceded by the word Heshayna and followed by the word Heshayna. But Behashar, but the other words, the words that the Chazan does not say out loud, Emim Rak Pam Echos, there we say the word Heshayna only before the phrase. Min Hagenu Bahaskel B'keil Zom Me'ei Samach Ayayim. The Heshainas go according to the Aleph Beis. So our minhag is to say out loud, the Chazan says out loud, the words beginning with the letter Samach Ayin. So from those words, from the Samach or the Ayin, we begin saying the word Heshaina both before and after. Midaikim lases hekif sholim u'mashlimin be'es tof. We are careful to make sure that the circle encircling the bima is that we do a complete circle, go back to where we started from, and that we should end on the letter tough when saying the word that begins with the letter tough.